RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Going up until 7 o'clock tonight when Scotty Farrell comes your way on The Fan on this New Year's Eve. Nico and Chris with us along the way. So, Tiki, there is an all-out war against Jackson Dart occurring on the internet. And this is where you...
Why, is this because of his new girlfriend?
Well, by the way.
It's good to date influencers.
Yeah, isn't it? You know, he can't not be a bust now with her.
She's we'll see how long it lasts.
Yeah, yeah. Look,
it's now just official. Official.
Yeah, I wonder if he's going to pull the Jeter and start signing footballs and hands to these girls.
But here's my number on the laces.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. That's not why the internet's exploding. This is where you keep it squeaky clean, taking off Twitter these days. So everybody loves betting odds now and gambling odds. And after Sunday's action, where the Saints won again and Tyler Shuck got his fifth win.
Yes,
Tyler Shuck went to minus money. Midas money is the favorite to win Offensive Rookie of the Year in the NFL.
And nine starts?
Yeah, eight. I think he's five and three.
Yeah.
And he owes nobody an apology. I think he's been a pretty good revelation. Kellen Moore is getting the most out of him. He's woken up and unlocked Chris Olave.
Yep.
So none of this is a knock on Tyler Shuck.
Right.
But it is not neck and neck with even Jackson Dart. Totaro McMillan is the other guy right there.
Yeah.
Jackson Dart like plummeted the other way on Offensive Rookie of the Year odds.
Really?
So far the other way. Here's the thing.
Why?
Okay. A lot of this is influenced by betting money, and I'm sure there's a lot of surge coming in on Shuck money. But the why is the big question. What about NFL voters is going to make people vote for Shuck over Dart if this is what's happening? Now, let me just, before I get into planting my case, I'm going to sound like a gigantic hypocrite here, and I understand, because yesterday we had a brief throwaway segment on this very subject where I said, and I quote, who cares about Offensive Rookie of the Year anyway? Because truly, who does care?
Yeah, right.
But for the sake of caring,
for legacy, it matters.
Okay.
If you're going to be an all-time great with your organization or in NFL history, the accolade matters with how you start.
Yes. I think that's a great point. This should not be a win-loss record award. And even if it was, Tyler Shuck, who's beaten some really bad teams, under 500 teams, has had this like cupcake second half of the year schedule. Again, should not apologize. Kellen Moore's got the Saints going well.
Yeah.
Jackson Dart beat the Raiders, which is just as good a win as some of these Shuck wins. But he also beat Jesse Minter's defense with the Chargers. He beat the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles and toyed with them in primetime.
Yep.
And in his losses... outside of that mistake versus Denver, that's in Denver. What Jackson Dart did versus that defense,
yep.
What Jackson Dart did in Chicago on a nasty weather day before getting the concussion, and he's had a couple of these other games where you knew when watching Jackson Dart. It's why we feel confidence, why the Giants head coaching job is attractive anyway. So as it stands right now, passing yardage-wise, Tyler Shuck's got 2,125 passing yards. Jackson Dart has 2,042, almost identical. 11 total touchdowns, both on the ground and through the air for Tyler Shuck, 22 for Jackson Dart. He's doubled him in touchdowns. Both have thrown 5 interceptions, QB ratings close to the same, and Jackson Dart rushing yards-wise is
significantly.
300 yards more rushing. It's incredible.
Tyler Shuck's got 152.
Yeah.
Jackson Dart has 455.
455, and yet percentage—
and 9 touchdowns.
Percentage-wise, tell me how there's now a 1% chance for Jackson Dart to win Offensive Rookie of the Year, but nearly a 50% chance for Tyler Shuck to win Offensive Rookie of the Year?
It's only because of the perception of the team and the perception that the Saints are getting better, even though, as you mentioned, those wins are against the Carolina Panthers, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are faltering in the second half of this season.
Right, I think they beat the Bucs twice.
Exactly. The Carolina, yeah, they beat them earlier. No, they lost to the Bucs earlier.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was without Shuck, though. So, but they beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Carolina Panthers again, destroyed the Jets, and beat the Tennessee Titans. Those are the victories. I mean, there's not an above 500 team on, I think, in any of those. They lost to the Dolphins, and they lost to the Falcons with Tyler Shuck, and they got beaten, destroyed by the Rams with Shuck. So, look, he has 5 wins. Jackson Dart has 3 wins. So, but the direction of the Giants feels like they're treading water, whereas the directions of Kellen Moore's New Orleans Saints feels like they're, I don't know, they're building something that's going to be very relevant next season.
Okay.
That's a perceptual thing.
Okay, but here's
I don't think it's a reality thing.
All right, and this is exactly why it's not a reality thing. Again, you play with who you got, you play versus who you play versus, and I understand all of that. Man, Shuck has unlocked Chris Olave. You want to talk about stats and punish Jackson Dart for wins and stats? Is Shuck having Darius Slayton and Theo Johnson dropping big pass at the big pass of this game?
Chris Olave. Chris Olave was a first-round pick who was supposed... He was a top 11 pick. He was 11th pick in the draft 2 seasons ago, or three years ago now. And yes, he's unlocked by Tyler Shuck. How has Wandell Robinson unlocked by Jackson Dart?
Yeah, he has his first 1,000-yard receiving season. But I guess I was saying to say, Neighbors hasn't played. Mm-hmm. He lost Scataboo, and they went through this, you know, the long losing streak. Right.
But the details don't matter.
No, but nobody cares about the details. And this is the problem with arguing with idiots on the internet. So I like a mistake, you know, trying to fish for content here, threw out something to the effect of, I'll just read it to you because I got killed for this, Tiki. As Giants fans, we really need to stop caring and worrying about what Rookie of the Year voting odds say. If the Giants and Saints called and offered Jackson Dart / Shuck to teams, the other 30 teams would take Dart over Shuck quickly. That should tell you all you need to know. Is that a crazy statement?
I think that's fact.
Okay, thank you. And everybody's crying. What are you talking about? The concussions with Dart. Stop saying concussions.
He had one concussion. That drives me insane, by the way.
If we've learned anything about Jackson Dart, it's this year. He's actually not injury prone.
No, he's tough.
For how many times everybody wants to throw him in the blue tent, he keeps bouncing back on. I'm fine, guys. I'm a tough football player.
Yes.
I don't understand this. It's madness. Look, the Giants suck this year. It's been a miserable season. I don't need the Rookie of the Year to go to Jackson Dart for me to feel any better about Jackson Dart's future. But all I need to do is just squash the nonsense that suddenly the Giants spiraling means that Jackson Dart has been lapped here by Tyler Shuck in terms of like the rookie quarterback play. I don't understand
It's not true, by the way. You can just watch them play and see the impact that Jackson Dart has had versus the impact that Tyler Shuck has had. Again, neither one is bad.
No.
But it's not miles apart.
No,
it's apart. And the problem, I think the problem, and this is a New York issue, because you get Jackson Dart in the blue tent 7 times. Again, 1 diagnosed concussion.
1.
He's not going in there and they're just kind of like, all right, you know, just how you feeling? You good? All right, go back out there. They do the real concussion test. It's an independent evaluator. He's had 1 concussion. But when you listen to the conversation after games or even during the week in New York, every one of these beat writers wants to write the same story about Jackson Dart being injury prone because he's constantly in the tent and he had a concussion and he missed a couple of games. But that could happen to anybody.
Of course.
It could happen to a tackle. It could happen to a wide receiver. These guys get crushed. The problem is it's a quarterback in New York. And so you dig deep into it, and the same people or multiple people write the same story over and over and over and over again, and so it becomes the narrative that exists, even though it's not true.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's funny because there was a, what was the game where Jameis Winston had to come in? They were in a tight red area. Jameis Winston had to come in.
It was absurd. It was a couple weeks
Green
ago.
Bay? It was Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Maybe it wasn't Green Bay. I can't remember
no,
now.
No, I think it was Green Bay.
And anyways, he has to go into the tent and miss second and third down. Jameis Winston comes in. He comes in on fourth down. They fail on fourth down. And after the game, Jackson Dart was asked about, you know, what went on with that, going in the tent, and he basically didn't have an answer, and it was like nonsense. I almost wish he would have said, well, if you guys would stop talking about it,
right?
If you as media would stop bringing it up every single time I get hit hard, then this story will go away.
You know why it's a sexy story for them? This all comes back to the night he went into the blue tent and Brian Daboll tried to drag him out of
right.
there. And that was a national TV game.
Right.
That was a crazy fine the Giants got. And remember, this is a lot of reporters who were tired of the Brian Daboll antics and everything. And that became like the big,
right?
Look how desperate Brian Daboll is that
it
he would take an injured
Jackson.
It became
the
calling sign. So then, because this was Daboll's guy and everybody thought that he was making Jackson Dart play reckless football because he was so desperate to save his job, it became, look, Daboll already took him out of the blue tent. Look how many times he's put him in harm's way and he's got to go back in the blue tent. It became this spiraling narrative for Giants reporters to keep asking about reporting about. And in the end, all you have to do as a reporter or a fan is watch the NFL every single Sunday, and I could give you 15 examples of quarterbacks getting hit harder than Jackson Dart on plays.
Yeah.
Christmas night, Bo Nix is going headfirst into the end zone, and Kirk Herbstreit's admiring his toughness. Jackson Dart does that, and Pat Leonard wants to ask 15 questions about why they're trying to get Jackson Dart hurt. It has become a spiraling narrative that's out of control that is now, right. I'm convinced, hurt Jackson Dart from winning an Offensive Rookie of the Year for Tyler Shough.
No, it definitely has. It starts to make me also question what the hell the reporter's agenda is. Because it's not real.
No.
He doesn't have a concussion issue. He's not Tua Tagovailoa, where he's unconscious and ticking on the field,
having the fencing position three times.
That's not what this is. He had one bad concussion, and it was because he fumbled, lost the ball, lost control of his body going to the ground against the Chicago Bears, and he left the game. That was the only one.
That was it.
I know he's been in the tent a lot. That's just the nature of the NFL these days. But what is the agenda? That's what I don't understand. When he gets another concussion, then ask the question. Not every time. Oh, the New England Patriots, they crushed him on the sideline. Oh, you need to protect yourself more? It's football, dude. We're not playing powder puff. I know maybe you never wore a jock strap, but damn, you're going to get hit.
Yep.
It's football.
He bounced right up in that
Patriot. Of course he did, because that hit doesn't hurt.
Right.
It doesn't hurt.
Play. It's a football play. These guys are football players. Jackson Dart's a football player.
And he wants to be tough.
That's it. And
he wants to put his body on the line.
And Mike Kafka bit right into all of this narrative. And
right.
I think it hurt him as an interim head coach, and it hurt the Giants the last couple weeks. And lo and behold, boy, maybe you actually have a chance to win games if you let Jackson Dart be Jackson Dart. But nonetheless, stop the Tyler Shough mania. All of us will take Jackson Dart over. 888-808-1019.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.